So there were just under 80,000 marriages registered in 2020, and that was a decrease of about 30% compared to 2019. That was actually the largest year-on-year decrease that we've reported, and the pandemic prevented a lot of marriages from going ahead, with total marriage numbers actually falling to levels not seen since 1961. Yeah, there's no doubt that the pandemic impacted on people's marriage plans. What we can actually see in the data is that the marriage numbers fell in late March as the lockdowns and restrictions on gatherings and travel were introduced, and those numbers stayed low throughout the winter and spring months. Yeah, so all states and territories recorded a decrease in marriage numbers in 2020. The largest decrease was for Victoria at just under 42%, and that state obviously also experienced the longest period of COVID-19 restrictions. While marriage numbers in the ACT decreased the least at just under 13%. Yeah, so despite the pandemic, almost 80,000 couples managed to push ahead with their marriage plans. Interestingly, the 10th of October, was the most popular day for a marriage in 2020, with close to 2,200 weddings. While the extra leap year day, the 29th of February, was also popular, the fifth most popular, with just over 1,500 weddings. Yeah, there were just under 50,000 divorces in 2020. It's around 1,000 more than in 2019. But it's definitely worth noting that divorces are only reported once finalised, and that has to come after a period of separation of at least 1 year. So any changes to the divorce rate that might be related to the pandemic will only be seen in future data sets.